We are beginning now Perek Yud Gimel in Shmiras HaLosh and Shar HaTevuna. Voyavoyar, the topic of discussion is Kama Hegelim Royim Shal Yodam Boha Adam Lide Yisra Loshen Hara Alkein Tzarech Adam Yisrachik Mehem. The Chavetz Chaim will discuss with us this morning that when a person accustoms himself to bad natures, bad habits, it will be very difficult to stop. And specifically, these bad attributes of speaking Lashon Hara. When a person gets into a system that he's permitted to talk about whatever he wants, we had the beginning of the Sefer, we had one of our members who mentioned that when he was in medical school, so he said it. He said himself. It was even recorded. He said that he, you remember this? He went to medical school, and the professor, the doctors, would stand you up and ask you a question. And if you didn't know the answer, excuse me for saying the words. I'm not going to repeat the words, but he said he cursed you out in front of everyone. He degraded you. And he said, you want to be a doctor? And he said a lot of words which we don't use. And this member of First Seder, he said, you know, you grow up and you think that's the norm, that you're allowed to talk like this. And he said, he came across, he found something called the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And the Sefer Chafetz Chaim discusses how we can't do that. We are not allowed to talk like this. Now, you can't just, we're not tape recorders, but not machines. You can't just turn the machine on and off and say, okay, that's it, I'm not going to behave like this anymore. When it's difficult to break out of the nature, the habit that we ingrained into our system. That's why it's so extremely important to educate children at a young age. We can't just say what we want. We can't just, you know, they have this expression, sticks and stones will break my bones, and words will never hurt me. So I told students once, no, it's not true. They're like, of course it's true. Sticks and stones will break bones. I said, that's not the point. Of course that's true. That's not what we're focusing on. But to say words will never hurt you, that is not true. It's like a retort that, you know, like, okay, it doesn't matter what you say to me. Words hurt. Words are painful. You know, there's an expression, I don't mean to offend you, but...
Famous last words.
Yeah, because the person gets punched in the face afterwards. That's why it's his last words.
No offense.
No offense, but, right. That's not an excuse. We can't do that. But when we train ourselves the other way to refrain from such expressions and to avoid such behavior, then we have positive ways of positive attributes of, I don't talk like that. I don't listen to these conversations. We know what ra is. We know what evil is, what bad is. And unfortunately, sometimes people won't see what's bad. Like this doctor. I went through medical school, and he thought that was the norm. That was the way he would talk. Of course, he didn't like it. He said he once had another professor, another doctor, who called himself God. He said he didn't last too long, that one. Okay. Begins the Chavetz Chaim here in Perek Yud Gimel. V'hinei kol zehu l'misha dayin lo hirgil nafshe ba'oven zeh. V'nokyo lo yi lehinotzel mi'oven hamar zeh al di eitz elu. Everything which we explained until now was in the context of a person who does not routinely involve himself in this Aveira. Aval, im hurgul bazet, we gave eitzes above. We just finished discussing the importance of reminding himself, saying zechiras ma'isa Miriam, of reminding himself what happened to Miriam. That she became a person afflicted with tzaras while they were traveling and so on and so forth. Everything we mentioned in the previous perek. Now, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, but a person who accosted himself with this Aveira, And it's difficult for him to break free from this Avera. He should approach it like Rachman al-Itzlan. He has a sickness. And he wants the doctor to help him. So he goes to the doctor and says, what do I do? Remember that note, like 6 weeks ago, I lost my voice. I didn't have any fever, but I couldn't talk. It was very, very hard to give shiur. I can't talk. And then eventually my throat was starting to hurt me more. So I finally found out I had strep throat. I was told it was allergies, this, that, you know, fine. So you go to the doctor, some doctors say you don't give medicine, some doctors say you give medicine. Okay, whatever it is, haluki deus. A person has to approach this situation of shmiras hadibur, of watching what he says, with the same mindset. How do I prevent myself? How do I turn, change gears? He has to search what is the source. If a person has a leaky faucet, you don't see where the drip is and that's it and you just put a little shmat on it. Go to the source. Where does this mindset come? Where does this sickness come from? So I know how to cure it. So too by the soul. We have to delve into, investigate to the roots of the situation. Where does this bad attitude come from? That he should know that he should be careful not to fall prey to the traps of this Avera. Now look at this. Now he's going to discuss, just like a person goes to a doctor and he asks the doctor, well, I have this situation. How do I prevent it? Whatever the mashal might be, how do I prevent this medical issue from flaring up again? So too, how does a person prevent himself from speaking Lashon Hara? Simanam kol gehenim. The simon is kol gehenim, meaning the entirety, everything is gehenim. We all know what gehenim is. We don't need a translation. This is an acronym. Kol stands for the chof, is for kaas. Lamed stands for leitzanus. Gehenim, the gimel stands for gaivo. The yud stands for yush, hopelessness, to give up hope. The hey is hefker, no restraints. The nun is nirgonus, constant criticism and finding fault in others. And the mem is oimer mutter. Nationalization, it says it's allowed. There's nothing wrong with what I do. This is the source, says, excuse me for saying the words of the doctor here, the roifei of this machala, this sickness of Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim is telling us, what is the source? Let's go to the source of the problem. We want to prevent ourselves, we want to not speak Lashon Hara. Well, let's go to the source. Simon is Kol Gehenim. If we can avoid the Kol Gehenim, the Kas, the Leitzanus, the Gaiva, the Yeush, the Hefka, the Negonus, the Mut, the Armin Mutter, we'll be free from violating from this macho, from the sickness of Lashon Hara. Now we'll explain, says the Chofetz Chaim, one at a time. Yesh shemurgo b'loshen hara. Machmes raiv kasoi. There are those who are accustomed to speak loshen hara. Machmas raiv kasoi, because of the mida hara, this terrible attribute called kas. Anger. Sometimes we see, when we hear about volcanoes, and you see the lava which is pouring out a little slowly, and the reports are that this volcano will erupt, and the lava will flow and shoot up, and how far it will travel, different estimations. Sometimes there are people that are like volcanoes, and they can blow up and erupt. It's never a good idea to be in their presence when that happens. The Hainashu Biteva Kaisan Godol, a person is in nature naturally an angry person. Every little thing is an issue for him. Never finds something to be happy about. He's always upset about something. And when he's upset, he blows up. In the time when he's angry, there's no holds bar, no restraints. He can't hold himself back. And he says whatever his heart desires. And of course, afterwards, I didn't mean that. Those are the famous words that the kaisen will say, the angry person will say. Such a person, there's no eitzah. His machala, his sickness is so bad, it overtook his body. It overtook his neshama. It overpowered him. Why? Because if a person's a kaisan, until he works on this midah ra of kas, of anger, which I want to say is possible to work on, a person can work on kas. We're discussing here when he does not work on it. And if a person does not work in this midah ra, whether some people are very easygoing people. From the time they were little children, their whole entire life, adults, very easygoing people. Some people, by nature, a little more difficult, and they have to work on themselves. No such excuse. There's no such excuse. And there's a sefer called Eirich Apayim, a sefer, one entire sefer on Inyanei Kas. And he can, in this sefer, a person learns a sefer again and again. There are a lot of svarim on this topic. Right? Pliskin has a sefer on Kas. The 9 steps to anger. No, excuse me. The 9 steps how to avoid anger. Okay? But the Chofetz Chaim is telling us here that if a person does not work on kas, you know, it's like a person who has, Rachman Latzlan, his lungs don't look good. And every day he puts his mouth at the end of a 18-wheeler and he inhales. Which Meshuggah would do something like that? Yes. And what people think, what people feel and they think is that, listen, it's my nature, it's my teva. I am who I am. That's not true. We're not behemoths, we're not animals. The Rambam writes that by an animal, that's what his teva is, that's what his nature is. So he is what he is. That's not what we are. We are people who can overcome our teva. It's very difficult. It's not easy. But just like a person has to take the doctor's advice, three times a day, take the medicine. Guess what? Sometimes you get the prescription. It says, take with plenty of water. Sometimes it says, make sure you eat with food. And if a person doesn't follow, then no, his stomach starts to hurt him perhaps, because he's not following the instructions. So too over here as well. A person has to follow the doctor's orders. And here, this case, if he is a kaisun, If he's a person who is always getting angry, there's no refuah not to speak Lashon Hara. He has to work on this midara. And what does it mean to work on it? By telling himself, okay, I won't get angry anymore, that does not mean anything. That's a start. I shouldn't say it doesn't mean anything, but the start. But he has to learn the inyan. Person has to learn why is kas so bad. And doesn't just mean for one day, it means a day after day. It's a life's battle. L'ish kazeh continues the Chavetz Chaim, ein lanu shum eitzel l'shmir s'l'shoy neki be'eish shem z'gabe k'aysoy lov, because when the volcano erupts, hushlo b'daitoy. Literally means he's out of his mind. And figuratively, it also means he's out of his mind. He doesn't act like a normal person anymore. Smashing things, breaking things, throwing things. Unless he works on uprooting this midah ra, this bad midah from within himself. Anybody who has a brain in his head. Sarich levroyach min amidah ra azu. He has to run away from this midah ra, ki bayreach min ha'esh, like he runs from the fire. Ki yeida b'nafshei b'beira, because he will know she'al yidei midah ra zu. He should know that through this midah ra, v'vadai yeitze lo'osid chayev b'yam adin. With this bad midah of kas, when he stands in front of the Ribbono shel Olam, on the day of judgment, he will come out guilty. We know that a person who has the majority of his actions are averos. Majority does not just mean 1 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 5 to 10. It can be one avera can be much worse than many mitzvahs. One mitzvah can be much better than many averos. Explains the Rambam. But a person who is avoinos amrubin mizuchuyosev, as Chazal tell us, kol akoyes, whoever gets angry, be a dua. That's a simen. It's a sign. She avoinosov is merubin mizuchuyosev. It's a very scary thought. A person who is always getting angry, he's showing that he is a kaisan. He's showing that his averos are more than his mitzvahs. It's like the person when they had in the midbar, they had the man came down. The tzaddik, he opened his front door, and the man was right there by the door. Person who was not the greatest tzaddik, he managed to walk out past the front lawn. Just to give you an example. I don't think it was a front lawn. And you had to go get the man from over there. Some people had to take out the binoculars, look for the man. Just once again, embellishing just to bring up the point. Some people need a telescope. All depending on their averus. What their actions were. Hashem says, here's the man, here's the food. It says in Mishlei, Baal Chema Rav Pasha. An angry person commits many transgressions. Baal Chema Rav Pasha. Mashikasu Beloshin Pesha. This that it says in Loshin Pesha, that this angry person has many transgressions. Mishum de be'eis ha'kas, because at the time when he gets angry, hufkar legarmi etzloi ha'toyer v'mitzvus. To him, there are no laws anymore. There are no rules. No restrictions. Kimo yishomru chazal, kol ha'koyeis ha'filu shechina ein ha'choshu v'kenegdoi. As chazal tell us, whoever gets angry, ha'filu shechina ein ha'kenegdoi, even the shechina is kiviyachol not in front of him anymore. He's doicha ragle shchina. V'amru Rabbi Seinu Uzal, kol mekareya begode bechamosoi, v'meshavre keila bechamosoi, v'mefazim alisa bechamosoi. Whoever rips his clothing when he gets angry, he has a hot temper, and he throws things and cracks them and smashes them and breaks them. Throws out his money in anger. You hear this? It's as if he's an Oivet Avodah Zarah. The Gemara over there in Shabbos continues and explains why is it like Oivet Avodah Zarah? Because Hayoyim, today says the Gemara, the Yitzhara tells him, you got fuming mad, you better respond. You take that vase and you throw it as hard as you smash it. Not Zeich L'Chorban, that you do by Chasana. You smash it because out of your anger. You're entitled to do, express yourself. You rip your clothing, you punch your holes in the wall, whatever it is. Hayoim, Oyim Eloi, say Kach. He gives into the Yetzihara. And tomorrow, Oyim Eloi, say Kach, says the Gemara. Eventually, he follows the Yetzihara all the way to do Avodah Zarah. And that's why the Gemara says, Kol HaKoyes, it's Ki'ilu Oyved Avodah Zarah. Whoever gets angry, it's as if he serves idolatry, worships idols. We'll stop here for today.